Tomorrow is the Irish National Championships for duathlon. So to those less familiar, duathlon starts with a run, a cycle, and then finishes off with another run. But it's the first time that the event has been held in Letterkenny. And to put it in context, you have a field attending Letterkenny tomorrow from Dublin, Cork, Galway, the UK, different parts of Europe. So it's, whilst perhaps novel to some people, the enormity of it couldn't be overstated. It really is it's a terribly exciting event.
And I suppose registration is now closed.
Yes, it's given the scale of it, it closed during the week. There's an awful lot of organising that goes on in terms of that, but the build for the course and that kind of stuff is ongoing at the moment.
And as you said, it's a huge event, there's a huge field taking part.
Yeah, some of the biggest names across the country, in fact, are taking part. Those who are, again, more familiar with the sport will know names like Con Doherty, Con Tiernan, and some of the top 1%. I know I was on with John during the week talking about the try, and that it's open to everybody. The people on display tomorrow are really at the very opposite end of the scale. These people will be going as fast on a bicycle tomorrow as some will travel in a car at times. It's just maybe to those at home who are less familiar with how it works, there are two races on, a junior race, but the main race, the standard duathlon as it's described, is a 10k road run, which is around the old Northwest 10k route, beginning at O'Donnell Park, followed by a 40k cycle, which is out as far as Temple Douglas and back, done twice, and finishing off with a really fast 5k run in the vicinity of O'Donnell Park.
And could you talk us through maybe what else is happening on the day tomorrow, as well as this national championships?
Yeah, sure. So there is the national championship, as I say, at a senior level, which will be eyeballs out from start to finish. But also there's a junior section, which is for those in their late teens. Again, unfortunately, registration is closed for that. But also then there is a fun event after that for children, which is taking place at around 1:30 in O'Donnell Park. So there'll be an awful lot of activity from early in the morning. I mean, there'll be food and that kind of stuff all around, and music and what have you. But what I would say is, to those who are involved in the sport, involved in cycling, I mean, some of the gear on display tomorrow will be something else. But to those who are less aware of it, this really is an opportunity. To those who are curious about it, for that matter, this is a brilliant opportunity to go down and see something that is done at the top level, and again on your doorstep.
Something obviously which is very important, and possibly more important with an event of this scale, is safety. What kind of, could you talk us through maybe the safety aspects, what people should be aware of?
Yeah, very important, obviously. One of the things that isn't always appreciated is that most of these events take place on open roads. So there's traffic in both directions at all times, and the athletes and the competitors are to one side. What we would ask is that, and what we would ask people to be aware of, is that because of the size of the race, because of the size of the field, the roads around the Creve side particularly, but also out towards Temple Douglas, if you're in that area in the morning, it's fully marshalled. You'll see the high-vis presence there, and that the Gardaí will also be on duty. But if people can be aware, and I suppose a wee bit more patient if it comes to it, and just for that couple of hours, because it really does make a big difference to the running of event. Firstly, we want people to return safely, of course, but secondly, to have an enjoyable, hassle-free event.
Now, obviously, an event like this can't take place without some form of help, sponsorship and all that. Do you want to talk us through?
Yeah, vitally important. I suppose the club, the 24/7 club in Letterkenny, have over the last number of years forged very strong and helpful alliances. The Swilly Seals, for example, earlier in the year, were on an event. But also St. Union's GAA club were approached some months back, and pretty quickly became aware of the scale of the race has been undertaken, and have worked with us very generously, I must say, to offer us the facilities tomorrow, both showering facilities, changing facilities, but also to host the race itself. So when people finish their run and they come back to what they call the transition, where all the bikes are, that's all being hosted in the car park in O'Donnell Park. And again, the kids' race afterwards will all be held there as well. So major thanks to those. But also, just to mention, and you touched on it, the actual sponsors themselves. We have 16 local sponsors, but one main event sponsor, which is the Kitchen Letterkenny, and those who are, I suppose, wise enough, if I may say, to go down and watch the event tomorrow, will see a fellow called Pat Brady from the Kitchen, who's a very, very strong favourite in his age category, a very formidable and prominent local athlete, as he might describe himself.
That's brilliant. Thanks a million, Carl. So is there anything else you want to add? What do you have coming up maybe in the club?
Yeah, sure. It's quite a different year because we have worked hard over the last number of years to try and elevate the club standing again. We're 150 miles from Dublin where most things happen. So to get a national championship on tomorrow is of great benefit. But also later in the year, there is a standard race in Garton, which is on in July, I believe, as well as for the first time, there's a half Ironman race out around Downings. You can, if you Google the Sheephaven half, you'll get more information on that. And again, the other one closer to my heart, I suppose, is the Try-A-Try for the beginners, which is on the last Sunday in April. If I was putting this all in one sentence, I would say those who are less aware and are curious, there is an outstanding field tomorrow. If you go down and take your time to go to it, I guarantee you'll come away saying, wow, that was something else.